Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Baby, let's just dance, dance. Let's just dance, baby. I just wanna dance, 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 dance. Can you feel it? Can you take it? Can you come and embrace it?
Welcome back to the bar. It's bitch number one, Kristen.
And bitch number two, Kelly.
Oh my God, we could do a duet. Like a song duet.
Yeah. Somebody will really jump on that to record that.
We could do a duet. We definitely could. I am absolutely and completely tone deaf, so no need to put me on any kind of recording.
Me too.
Okay, so before we thank our Patreons, Kelly, please catch everybody up on what you did today.
Oh, I tried to cut my hair. Yes. See, I really need a hairdresser here. Sucks. Last night I went out and I was doing my hair and it just felt really heavy. Do you ever have that feeling? Like it's just just hanging. So when I got my shower today, I thought, oh, I'm going to take thinning shears and just thin out on the top a little bit. Well, I've seen people on my Facebook things, you know, that I watch, and they took it and they turned it around, twisted the hair all up, and then took the thinning shears and cut into it. And then it laid real nice and it just took every other hair out, you know, with your thinning shears. Well, let me just tell you, I tried it and I don't know what's wrong with my thinning shears because it just cut it. Now I have fucking bangs. Look, they're bangs. And then they're short bangs. Look at them. I'm a mess.
I looked at Kelly and I'm like, did you cut your hair? And she's like, let me tell you. Okay, Kel.
I need a hairstylist in Florida.
Well, maybe you should put out a public service announcement asking for one.
Well, you know, people put it on Facebook all the time that they need them. But the people that answer on there are old women. And everybody in Naples is 80 years old. So there's nobody that does stylish cuts. It's all old lady cuts.
Let's go into something younger. Let's use our Instagram or our TikTok. Because I'm thinking the old ladies hang out on Facebook, right? Am I right?
Yeah. Well, they're all the old ladies are in Florida. So I don't know. I'm just going to have to drive somewhere else, I guess, to get my hair done.
Did you see that picture I sent you if the Golden Girls filmed now, how they were all hot?
Yeah.
I love that. That's going to be us.
I know. I'm telling you, that should be us.
I know. I can't wait to live in a house with just women.
And they lived in a mansion.
I know. Saw that too.
Yeah, sounds good.
So, so fun. Just think about how fun that would be. For sure. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to get into it. So I'm going to start by thanking our patrons. These are people who went over to patreon.com/backtothebar and subscribe to our Patreon channel. They get access to after parties, video content, never before seen photos, videos, pictures. I guess that's a photo. All sorts of fun things. And
they get to see us.
They get to see us. And they're going to have access to something really fun, which we'll talk about later. Because we're going to celebrate our 20th anniversary. But we have to figure out exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, we haven't decided that yet.
No, but we got so many suggestions.
I think we should do like a game or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure we should do a game. I think we talked about that and you said, but you can't know the answer.
Yeah, because that's bullshit. You know all the questions and how you can lay in bed at night and think of your freaking answers. And I'm like, I have to do it on the spot. And everybody's, oh, she's so stupid. No. Well, because you cheat.
We'll have our intern moderate.
Every episode, you cheat.
Oh, you mean on the after party questions?
All of them. Yeah.
I don't cheat. I really just pulled
those
up. Yes, you
do.
Okay, I cheated. All right. Let's thank our people. Let's thank Joshua, Andrea, Aria, Haley, Sasha, Gabrielle, Bryn, Lauren, Mackenzie, Leah, Janet, Blue Plastic Rhinestone Crap, Whitney, Michaela, Anon, Melissa, Alicia, Emma, Amber, Sarah, Samantha, Shaney, Sylvie, Victoria, Sabine, Anika, Sebastian, Sullivan, Julia, Savannah, Ashley, Caitlin, Haley, Olivia, Zoe, Jordan, Tony, Havana, Baby Brady, Sloan, Kushi, Madison, Katie, Lucy, Molly, Melanie, Maddie, Emily, Zamina, Lily, Bubba's World, Neela, Kennedy, Rebecca, Keely, Olivia, Michelle, Shema, Katie, Stacy, Jack, Marissa, Marissa, Mackenzie, Cameron, F. Christina, Sophia, Kier, Sadie, Jules, Michaela, Angela, Eliana, and Maddie, Nikki, Haley, Bryson, Alejandra, Emma, Neely, Cody, Haley, Abby, Rebecca, Maeve, Emily, Atzia, Teresa, Jacqueline, Sydney, Kaylee, Tatiana, Abby, Grace, Rachel, Ashley, Alyssa, Hannah, Sarah, JJ, Lindsay, Tanea, Chels, 011, or maybe that's Chelso, 11, Michaela, Courtney, Skyla, Nicole, Riley, Stephanie, Haley, Mitra, Shayna, Nadine, Tana, Carolyn, Avery, Hannah, Tara, Melissa, Savannah, S, Michaela, Taryn, and Shanitra. Thanks, guys.
Somebody on there was Bubba.
Uh-huh.
Makes me think of Bubba Gump.
Yeah.
Christy and our kids, we used to love to go to Bubba Gump.
Okay, now hold on a second. You made it sound like it was me who loved to go to Bubba Gump. It was our children.
Yeah, yeah. All of us went. The five of us. We used to go all the time.
Oh, my God.
But how about I joined AARP?
Kelly, I hate your guts.
So I am now an AARP member, and I was looking at like my benefits that I get from it the other day, and I get a discount at Bubba Gump.
Thank God.
I thought of us. I was laughing.
So, okay. Why did you join AARP, Kelly?
I don't know. They sent me a thing, and I'm old enough. I'm old enough. So
how old do you have to be?
I don't know. 50, maybe?
Oh, fuck. If I get an AARP application, I'm going to kill myself.
Well, they send me them like every other day. So I thought, shit, I might as well just join. It's like $12 or something a month or a year. So I joined. But yeah, I was laughing when I read it. I'm like, oh, we got to get a Bubba Gump. I can get a discount.
When we would go to New York, our kids, because most of the people at Bubba Gump in New York were singers because they were like Broadway people. And our kids used to always make them sing.
Yeah.
They would be like, can you sing? Can you sing? Brooke was always like, always the one.
Remember we used to get those little pots of
Cajun
shrimp? Oh, yeah. Them were good.
I forgot about
those. And the
those.
Kids would get those little boats.
I love
the
boats.
Little boats. And they always had like blue jello in them and stuff.
Yeah. I used to like that popcorn shrimp.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
I forgot about Bubba Gump. I haven't been there probably since the last time
we hung out together. I know. That's why when I saw it yesterday, I was laughing. I'm like, oh, and then this person's name is Bubba. I'm like meant to go to Bubba Gump this week.
It's a sign. Bubba Gump. Yep. Oh, I'll send you a picture. I want those Cajun shrimp. Yum.
Yeah.
Those were very good. Oh, there was a time, the first time we ever went to LA. Do you remember when we went, we didn't realize how cold it got at night. And even though we were in the summer, we were at Bubba Gump at, where was it? At Universal City Walk. Uh-huh. And it took forever because there was a million of us because it was like all the moms and kids. And we went in there. And when we came out, it was night and it was like 50 degrees and it was fucking freezing.
Yeah.
And I went back inside and bought my entire family a Bubba Gump sweatshirt because we were cold and we had those stupid shrimp sweatshirts for years.
Oh, gosh.
Every time my kids would try to throw them away, I'm like, I paid $80 for that shrimp sweatshirt. Do not throw away that shrimp shirt.
Did they finally throw them away?
Well, they outgrew them.
Oh. Did you keep yours?
I would be willing to bet my shrimp sweatshirt is somewhere in my closet or in my drawers.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't throw away sweatshirts. I keep those bitches.
See, I throw away sweatshirts. I keep everything else.
That's so funny. I don't know why I do that.
Yeah.
Remember my pink Disney shirt that I wore every single day when I was pregnant?
Oh, my God. She had this ugly pink sweatshirt. Oh, my gosh. I do remember that. That thing was ugly.
It was so ugly. And every time I go to throw it away, I send Holly a picture. And she's like, she's a classic. You can't get rid of her.
Get rid of her.
She was so comfortable. But I wore her the whole entire time I was pregnant because I didn't want to wear a coat.
Yeah.
So I would just put it on and wear that. Oh, God. Yeah. Well, I would have to say we've improved.
What are you drinking today?
Well, I'm drinking red wine.
Oh,
look, you bought me this cup for my birthday.
Did I?
Yeah. Cheers to 40 years. I'm not 40 anymore, though.
You're still 40. 40-something.
40-ish.
Get a Sharpie and put plus on there. 40-plus.
But I'm afraid that this is going to make me very drunk because, first of all, you bought me the biggest wine glass known to man.
Well, that's the kind of wine glass you got to have. A real drinker has a big glass.
I filled it up to, like, the fat part of the glass. Well, it took half a bottle of wine.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'm going to be tipsy drinking this red wine.
Okay, good.
What are you drinking?
I got a fancy drink today. I was out last night, so
this little bar
I go to right next to my house, Z's Music Kitchen.
Wait, what was that cute? You had like a cute smoky drink with a skull.
Oh, that was somewhere else. I was at the Oyster Society, which is on Marco Island. Oh my God, that drink was amazing. Did you see it had like all these edible flowers and these. Oh my gosh, it was so cool.
I screenshotted it.
It was an old fashioned.
Okay.
A smoked old fashioned.
Yeah.
But I'm waiting to get, I ordered that, right? And I'm waiting to get the, I'm thinking that drink's going to be like $40, $50, right? Because of the display. That thing was only $19.
Really?
For that display. I was like, holy shit. I said to the guy, is that like a happy hour price or something? And he's like, no. I'm like, holy shit. Like, it took him 15 minutes just to make the presentation of that thing.
Well, it was like a charcuterie board.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was really, really pretty. I screenshotted it. I was like, I don't know what's happening here, but I would like to know, and I would like to have it.
It's a smoked old fashioned.
It was pretty. And it had that skull.
Yeah. But this was at my second stop. This was from Z's. And it is a muddled strawberries and mint with Tito's vodka. Lemonade and a splash of soda water.
That sounds amazing.
And I have it in my Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville
glass. Oh, rest in peace, Jimmy.
It is so good. It's like my new concoction.
Yeah, that looks freaking good.
You could do it with mint or basil.
Oh, I would like mint.
If I have mint, I use mint, but I grow basil. So the first time I did it with basil and it was really good, but this is mint.
That looks good.
But my little buddy Alex made me this to bring home.
Oh, Alex. I know Alex. Everybody knows Alex on this podcast.
No, this isn't. That's not the same. That's not him.
Oh, damn it.
No.
Damn it.
They're not even open. They're closed for a month.
Well, how does that work in your life?
So no little young guy for me. This kid's only 20.
Oh, Jesus. He's not even old enough to make the drink. He's not even old enough to drink the drinks.
I know.
Do you go in there and they're like, there's our favorite elderly AARP member?
Yes. Too bad they didn't give you discounts at the bars.
Yeah.
Just that Bubba Gump.
You need to bring out your AARP card and be like, hello, I need a discount.
Yeah, instead of pulling out my ID now, I just pull out my AARP card. Since I don't get carded anymore. I hate that when I go somewhere and like there's like a bunch of people and they card everybody but me. I'm like, at least like make me feel good and card me, because like you're basically saying you're the old bitch in the group.
Okay, Kelly, you can't make me laugh when I'm drinking red wine. If I snort that through my nose.
Oh, it'll come out your nose and that burns. Bleh.
Yeah. Are you speaking from experience?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
My drink has little bits of strawberry in it. So I keep like sucking it up through my straw.
It's chewy.
I have to chew my drink.
Yeah, it sounds good though.
See, I'm healthy. This is a healthy drink. I'm having some fruit.
Instead of your chips that you normally eat.
Having some fruit.
Oh, you're ridiculous. All right. Well, we are now doing the second half of our episode, which I know everybody wants us to do the episodes all together, but this one was so freaking long.
It was. Yeah.
Like it was over an hour to watch it. Normally they're 42 minutes.
Yeah.
So there's just no way.
Yeah.
So this is the second half to Rotten to the Core.
You're still not in it.
Nope. Still not in it. I love it. I love it. And this.
I don't.
This scene is fucking wild. Like we're going to get into the conversation.
I know. You should have been there for it. You missed a good day.
I know.
And how about me? I mean, I'll talk about it whenever we get there, but I just kind of sitting back like, you guys do your craziness and go right ahead. I'm going to sit here. Christy's at home and I'm going to sit here and just watch all you guys be psychos without me.
That's exactly right. And you can be like, I'm going to collect my check this week.
Yep.
Because how many times did we see people that would tweet things from the show that was, what was it? Sit still, be quiet, look pretty, collect a check or whatever. I'm like, fuck you. Hate you.
Yeah.
Here I'm like fighting like a lunatic. I hate season three. Season three. What did I text you yesterday? I said, I'm an actual lunatic. I hate it.
Well, I was in one and two. So, and then again in four.
But you're only a lunatic at the end of four, aren't you?
Episode seven, I left.
Was it episode seven?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I made it all the way to 20-something without you. Wow. Trust me, I was tortured when you left.
They had to do it to somebody.
Uh-huh.
That's why I left.
Wow.
Let somebody else be tortured. I had enough.
I didn't realize that that's how early you left. Well, you left right before Thanksgiving, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, before I say this, one thing that I do know is that we always went back to filming in the fall, you know, like that's when we would start the season. And I know that the fall, oh God, it's almost October. Chloe is always very difficult for me to deal with in the month of October every year. She like goes off the rails or something.
Being used to going back.
Probably. I mean, that's like therapists have said that. They're like, has something significant happened in her life in October? And I'm like, it was the show. But she's always, she always goes like a little bit nuts in October.
Oh, gosh.
We need to cleanse that. Maybe I could get her exercised by a priest or something.
Yeah.
Like get those demons.
Can you
out.
Take my kids with you?
Yes. They all need
And
it.
Me, maybe.
I was going to say, I think you and I need it.
I probably need to go more than my kids.
Yeah, we need a joint rate.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to start this episode opening in Detroit, Michigan. Detroit, if you didn't know, that's how you say it. If you're French, Detroit, somebody told me that. I think they're lying.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and we're in front of Candy Apples Hotel. Kathy is wearing black fur, so toast to you and cheers, Kathy. And she's like, you don't see a big old Abby coming inside. Style this way. Boys, you have to win. You know that? If we walk out losers today, at least we beat Abby in transportation. She loves to talk about style and she loves that fucking word.
But what the heck? How come she got to come in a limo?
I know. And you're so funny when they pull up and you go, that's bullshit.
It is bullshit. We got to ride in a bus or a kidnapper van.
I was just going to say.
And she gets a limo and she doesn't have to film every week. We film every freaking day and she just comes in whenever and she gets a limo.
It's true. She does. So here you guys pull up in your kidnapper van. You are, everybody sees Kathy in her limo and Jill and Melissa is like, everybody ignore her. Everybody ignore her. We're classier than that. And that's when you say, I think it's bullshit.
I do.
I know, but it's really funny. And what's funny about me watching that is I know why you're pissed. But everybody else just thinks, like, you think it's bullshit. But you're so mad that the show gave them a limo and not us.
We deserved it.
You think? Fuck.
Yeah.
We deserved a private jet.
I know.
God. And so Kathy and the team walk out of the limo and they approach you guys. And Kathy says to her team, nothing like arriving in style. And then she goes, oh, look at that shambly mess. I don't know what the fuck the word shambly is. She says, oh, did you come in the big crappy bus from Pittsburgh? And you're like,
she's such a bitch.
As a matter of fact, we did. And then nobody's speaking. So Kathy says, you know what, Ab? That hair is not going to make that limo look any worse. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. The hair is not going to make the limo look any worse. Yeah, I don't know.
But Abby is pissed because she snaps back. Kathy, go to hell. So she's obviously mad that they got the limo too.
Oh, absolutely. And she's obviously mad that she has that all boy team stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. So Kathy goes, oh, Abby, please. Such terrible language in front of children. Which is true. We get in trouble for everything. And so you guys start to go into the building. Candy apples are following. And Kathy says to her team, you know what? She just fumbled. And then she says to Abby, I think someone just fumbled the ball. So Abby turns around and she starts to go towards the candy apples. And the candy apple boys are doing their candy apple chants. And Abby starts pointing each boy out and calling out all of the different places they're from. But didn't she just have Sophia
on her team, who was from somewhere else. Yes.
Somewhere else.
Yes.
Okay.
Hypocrite.
Here, cheers. Hypocrite.
My drink is like slippery.
Oh.
And heavy.
It has a lot of ice in it.
Yeah.
Do you have a refill? Because I don't think that's going to last you very long. Oh, that's not very much.
I got a little bit left.
Well, just keep adding vodka.
Yeah.
You can just do that. So then Kathy pulls out a dog whistle, which is... And she starts blowing it. She says, Abby, you know what? This is a dog training tool. It makes the dog sit down and shut up. I'm actually cackling at this point. Where does this woman come up with that shit?
I don't know. Like, why would you bring a dog whistle?
Although, to be fair, I think in season one, Abby had that blue whistle, like that she whistled with the girls.
Yeah.
So maybe she inspired Kathy. I don't know.
Maybe somebody on producers like whistles.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. Somebody left a dick whistle in my house this week. Not this house. My New Orleans house.
Oh.
Because there's a bachelor. Whistle. Yeah. My cute little electrician sent me a picture and he's like, I just learned that girls are wild animals.
That's funny.
So Rick, who is Jalen's dad, asks Abby why it matters that the boys aren't all from Kathy's studio. And Abby says because it makes Kathy a fake. Again, contradiction, just saying.
Yeah.
And he goes on to say, is everybody on your team originally from the studio? Have they ever danced anywhere else? And he's right. You know, like there are people there. Sophia would have been one. And she goes, the girls have to be at her studio for a year before they can join the competition team. Sophia wasn't.
Sophia wasn't even there a day.
No. And neither was her new team when we all left.
And neither was Kendall.
Oh, yeah. That's true, too. So yeah. Drink. So they start arguing and Kathy keeps trying to like butt in and Abby screams at Rick. She's like, sir, talk to your wife like that. Don't talk to another woman like that. And Rick fires back with, I don't talk to my wife like that because my wife wouldn't talk to children the way you do. I was like, damn.
I do have to say, like, being there, and I don't know if people get it from the watching it.
Yeah, because I wasn't there.
Because you weren't there. So I don't know how you perceived that, but he was very aggressive.
Oh, okay.
And I have to say, I do really feel like he was in Abby's face and rude.
Okay.
I'm gonna give Abby that.
It doesn't read that way to me.
And yeah, but when I was there, I remember thinking to myself, like, he was out of line.
Okay. All right. I mean, look.
In her face. Yeah.
I wasn't there. You were there. But I wrote, oh, damn. I actually agree with him. But I wasn't there to see like what it actually felt like. I just agreed with him saying my wife doesn't talk to kids like that.
Yeah, and I agree with it, but it was the way he.
Yeah, I got you.
Did it like he was really in her face screaming. I mean, it was like almost embarrassing, like because we were right in the hallway of the.
Oh yeah.
Place. There were just so many people there, and it was just I don't know.
All right. So then Kathy's like, woo, Abby needs to sit down. And Holly's totally shocked. And Abby's like, you have no right to even be here. Which I don't know how she could say anybody doesn't have a right to be there because he was selected to be a cast member on a show, you know, just like all of us. And so she starts to turn and walk away. And Kathy says, listen, Abby, I want to tell you something. You're just scared. And Rick's going, amen, amen, amen. So everybody just goes to their own dressing rooms, but you can see the people in the hallway that are totally recording this. So we have now absolutely jumped into the world where everybody is recording everything that they say, that we say when we arrive. Like, we are literally like ants under a magnifying glass.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. And shit would show up everywhere. This is where it starts to feel like you're very violated at all times. You get no
privacy.
No. Even when we went to the bathroom, people would be under the bathroom stall with a phone.
Filming us. Yes.
Filming up. Like, yes, up under this. I am not kidding. There is a beaver shot out there somewhere of all of us.
I know. That's disgusting to think.
Yes, it is. Who wants to see that?
I mean, we used to start to go to the bathroom together, so one could, like, watch out while the other one went.
Yes.
Yeah, it got to that point.
So here we go. Now, in Abby's interview, she's like, running into Kathy before competition is never a good idea. That woman knows how to stir the pot. Yes, I think we all do. So now you're in the dressing room and Abby's like, I'm regretting the day I ever invited Kathy to come to our studio. She's talking about she regretted the day Kathy ever auditioned for Dance Moms.
Exactly. Yeah. Or that she allowed them to have her on the our team.
Yeah, but she didn't have a say over the who they put on that team.
I think she had a little bit of say in who they picked.
You do?
Yeah.
How the fuck did we make the cut?
Well, she liked me back then.
She never liked me.
No, but she liked Chloe.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I mean, it was kind of like, it was like our team, you know? And I would think that they picked who they liked and she was like, yes, I think that one will do good, or I think this one will.
I can work with that, yeah.
Yeah.
So now back in the dressing room, Melissa tries to, like, share some information from Jackie, and Abby cuts her off. And she's like, I just want you all to know that the reason Jackie is not here is I sent her away. No, she didn't.
No.
She absolutely did not.
But I wonder if, when I heard that, I was like, I wonder if Jackie made them say that so Jackie and Sophia didn't look bad for not showing up.
Could be. I thought that Abby was saying that because they just got in the argument about not all of this, the kids being from, like, Candy Apple's team all being from different studios. So I thought maybe she was trying to cover her ass that way. Like, I sent her away. You know, she wasn't on this team. I don't know. But then Holly says that leaving abruptly is unprofessional, unreliable. She's saying that even though we left, we didn't really leave because we were in Abby's parking lot. And in her interview, Abby says, these moms always accuse me of using their daughters as pawns in the game of competition. But you know what? They should have had their daughters in the studio while they were out in the parking lot waging a war against me. No, because we didn't want our daughters filming for a show that we were protesting.
Yes. But again, they're making it out that it was because of me.
Yeah, you know. And then Abby says that Nia could have come to the competition by herself, except that when Holly didn't go to Pyramid,
she didn't love her daughter. Yeah.
She didn't love her daughter. So if she didn't go to the competition, you know, then she was like an unfit abandoned child or an unfit mother with an abandoned child.
Yeah. Only Melissa is not allowed to come.
Yeah, I'm still a little bit bitter about that. Yeah. I just want everybody to know. We never got a break. And she was in Aruba.
Even when Brooke didn't come and stuff, like, I still had to go. Like, I wasn't allowed. Like, Brooke would go to the school dance. And as a mom, like, I wanted to get her ready for the school dance and stuff. And I was not allowed because I had to be there filming.
Yeah.
And she was allowed to just go on vacation.
Yeah. Well, and remember when Chloe went on her camping trip?
Yeah.
I had to come sit and watch everybody dance.
Yeah.
So Holly said, you know what? When I sent her by herself last season, you grilled me to no end. And I was not only finished, but done. Well done. And I wrote, and you didn't love her. So now Abby's on her phone. And she said, I think Nia's immature and I think she needs to grow up a little bit. And that's when Holly says, you walk in Nia's shoes when she couldn't walk and she was in a wheelchair. And I was like, ooh, that's a little foreshadowing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Ooh. Definitely.
And then Abby rolls her eyes and says, ugh, are we on the feet thing again? And I'm like, careful.
She's rude. Yeah.
Careful what you're saying there. Like, my God, could you imagine if somebody undermined her in a wheelchair right now?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. You know? So then Holly continues to advocate for Nia. And she's like, her condition doesn't define her. It's not being used as a crutch. But every once in a while, Nia experiences genuine pain. And Abby the whole time isn't even looking at Holly. She's on her phone.
Yeah.
I guarantee you she's texting her attorney.
Oh.
About Kathy.
Or Kim.
Oh, yeah. Somebody. Lifetime.
She always was texting Kim. Yeah. From Lifetime. Yeah.
Yeah. But then Abby's like, but there's no injury. And Holly's like, it's real. So then Abby threatens to pull the duet. And Holly says that Nia needs the opportunity to prove to Abby that she can dance well and dance through pain. And she says, I know, but your mouth is ugly, woman. I was like, fuck, that went from 0 to 100 quickly. And then Holly delivered one of the most iconic lines of Dance Moms. She said, you are a monstrosity of evil.
Of evil.
You want to talk about ugliness? And then Abby says, you're done. No duet.
Abby did not like that at all. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Not at all.
Nope. And Holly said, whatever. I'm a monstrosity of evil. I'll show you evil. And then she left the dressing room.
I love when she's like, I giveth, I take away.
Oh, right, I didn't here, get Abby. There yet. Was that, is yes. that coming up next?
Soon, yes.
Yeah. In her interview, she says, I have to do something to keep these moms in line. Last week, Christy flipped out and now Holly is acting up. I'd like to point out again, I did not flip out in the dressing room on Abby. I was very calm with Abby. I flipped out in the hallway that she did not see. So, anyway.
Well, they told her.
Yes, I know. And she says, if there aren't consequences for their horrible behavior, they're just going to keep doing it. What are her consequences?
Exactly.
She does some horrible things.
Yes.
So now it's just you guys in the dressing room. And Holly is pissed, obviously, and she's like venting to you guys. And she's saying, like, 3 years ago, we weren't even sure if Nia would ever walk again, let alone dance. And Abby's making fun of her condition. And she says, Nia survived much worse than this. And this will just reflect on how mean-spirited Abby is. That's why I'm here, to defend my kid when Abby acts like a fool. You got to hand it to Holly sometimes.
I love Holly.
When she acts a fool. Yes, Holly. Mm-hmm. So now Kathy and her parents enter the ALDC dressing room. And Kathy's like, where's Abby? And you guys are like, well, she left because she was mad.
She had a hissy fit.
She stomped out. She's in the bathroom having a timeout. She needs some alone time.
Yes.
She's probably getting bribed with money somewhere.
Yes.
And then Kathy's like, where's Sophia? And then you guys are all shocked. Like, how did you know about Sophia?
I was wondering that same thing. Like, how did she know Sophia was supposed to be there? How would she know that? Like, Sophia was never there with our group. So
right, right. Producers, you know?
Well, yeah. But yeah. I mean, like the...
As the show, as a watcher.
Yeah.
Person. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she goes...
I mean, you would think she would have came in and said, where's Chloe?
Right.
Not where's Sophia.
Yeah, exactly. But I think Jill said that there was a key person in our team missing.
Yeah.
And then that's when... Oh, Kathy notices that I'm missing. And that's when Jill says, yes, a key person in our team. And she's like, where is she? And Holly says, unfortunately, she was suspended. And Kathy says, suspended? And she says, do you see what the kind of stuff these poor women put up with? Suspension. And she goes, you know what? I have fathers opening doors for me. And then Melissa jumps in. She's like, well, if our dads were here, they would open the doors.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like, what like, you say one word this episode, and that's what you pick to say. Okay. So Kathy throws a dick.
I don't think she has said a word yet this episode.
No. Oh.
I don't.
She did cry, though.
What, when Maddie dances?
Well, I think that comes up. No, she's crying earlier when Holly was talking about Nia not walking three years ago.
Oh, okay.
She cried then. I think she. Okay. I think we're going to get her crying. I can't remember. I watched this episode like 5 years ago now. But I do think she's going to cry again and thank Abby profusely, but whatever. And then Kathy's throws a dig that our dads are never there. You guys totally ignore her. And then Jill and Kathy start bickering about whether or not Abby's pouting. And I'm like, how can Jill say any of this with a straight face?
I know. Like, but Jill was good at this part.
Anytime Kathy was involved.
I was all for Jill. Like, yeah. You go ahead and fight, girlfriend.
Yeah. And then she's like, what are you guys threading? And Jill's like, this is to sew our hats on. That's what dance moms do. You guys can arrive in limos and sit pretty, but that doesn't make you a dance mom or dad. And then Kathy's like, no, wasn't that fun? Oh, come on. You know that was fun. I don't know what she's talking about. So then she walks over to Jill, but she stops to talk to Melissa. And Melissa's like, I went to Justin Bieber. Like, what? Okay. And then Kathy's, oh my gosh, I love your pants. You look cute. I don't remember what they look like, but I wrote, I don't. So I guess I didn't like Melissa's pants.
Melissa's she was talking about, right?
Yeah.
They were kind of like a goldish leopard.
Oh yeah, I know
pant.
Exactly. Yeah. I know exactly what pants those are, and I don't like those.
Yeah, they aren't my favorite either.
No, I don't like a shiny printed pant.
Yeah,
I just don't. No. And then Kathy pats Jill's head, and she said, "All right, you need to do something with that hair, Jill." And then they walk out. So they leave, and Jill's all fired up. She's like, "We have to beat Kathy's kids this week." So then Melissa says to you, "Have you tried to call me?" And you said, "I've tried to call Chrissy 3 times. She won't answer my calls. I'm done." And then you're like, "I'm not sure why I'm mad at you." And you assume it's because you said something about Chloe's hat. I don't. Do you remember what I said?
Like, the way it sounded to me, like, because the way Holly said, like, or and Jill said, like, we always say stuff. Like,
I mean, I guess.
I think I just said, like, that she did drop her hat. You know, something, and you got pissed.
That makes sense, like, in context. Yeah. And that's kind of what I was assuming you said, but I don't remember I don't remember why it was such a big fucking deal, but whatever. So you said that, and Jill's like, "Are you guys going to be okay?" And you said, "I have no idea. I thought our friendship was better than that." And Melissa is, like, in the back behind you. She cannot help herself, but she is smirking. Did you notice that?
No.
I'm like, well, damn, Melissa. We know how you feel about the demise of our friendship.
Well, she was probably loving that. Yeah.
Of course.
She's like, yeah.
Well, then we're not going to gang up on her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In your interview, you said, "I knew something was wrong with Chrissy when I wasn't returning your calls or texts. So we're just setting up next week's fight." So the girls come back in the dressing room. You guys explained to Paige and Nia that Abby pulled the duet. And Holly says that she's going to try to convince Abby not to pull the duet, and Nia shouldn't be punished for something she didn't do. And then I wrote, did Holly not watch the show?
Exactly. Like, our kids are tortured every week because of what we do.
Like, I could literally say, "I don't like your watch," and Chloe is on probation.
Yeah.
Or Kendall gets her jacket removed, whatever. So now Abby comes back in the dressing room, and she once again announces the duet is pulled and that Kendall needs to get ready for her solo. So then you start to question about the duet, and Abby totally is just like, "Nope, Holly was rude. She's not going to let anyone speak to me that way. And I'm even going to suspend Nia." And that's when she says, your favorite, "Abby giveth and Abby taketh away."
Abby taketh away. Okay. She has the power.
Yeah. So didn't she just leave the room? Like, she's not very powerful. She just stormed off in a little temper tantrum, but...
I know, but I'm saying she thinks she has power.
Oh, I know. Well, because she just took the duet away.
Yeah.
And Holly's like, "She earned it, Abby." And she said, "And you screwed it up." And then you're like, "Well, what about Paige?" And then she's like, "Well, Paige is just a victim of circumstance." And then Holly doubles down, "But you are evil. That's why I called you evil." And then she says, "Okay, come on, Kendall. Are you ready for evil?" And Kendall looks like she's going to shit her pants.
I know.
Which
she does.
I mean, honestly, absolutely.
But wouldn't you?
Yes. I was going to say, absolutely 1,000,000%. I understand, Kendall. I would look that way too.
Exactly.
She looks terrified. So she starts running Kendall solo, and Jill's automatically like, "This is Kendall's time to shine. I need her to focus." Oh, okay, Jill. "All this business with Kathy and Abby pulling the duet, it's taken away from KK's time. I need Kendall to be amazing so she can stay on top." And I'm like, what kind of weird vortex do we all live in?
Crazy.
Oh, do we see Holly in the restroom, or do we just see the restroom door?
I don't know.
Well, we know that Holly's in the restroom. She's crying, and she tells Nia that she'll do the group dance, but she's not going back outside. And I just wrote, like, obviously, you can tell we are all just at our breaking point.
We are, yes.
Like, it is despicable.
I mean, even, like, our fight, which we'll talk about next week, but...
Oh, I don't think that fight really had a lot to do with us.
No, but it was so stupid over me saying, like, "You dropped the hat," and whatever... We were just under so much pressure and had so much, like, we were tense and strained and whatever, that it became something big. And it really wasn't, just because
of
the stress we were under. Yeah.
1,000,000%. And that's what I meant. Like, it wasn't, I don't think, but I have to watch that episode. So, like, I don't think that fight really had anything to do with us. It was the fact that we wanted to kill ourselves.
Yes.
Like, And I remember you saying at one point, we're together way more than we're even with our husbands.
Yeah.
And we were in a pressure cooker of a situation. No, it's a miracle that we didn't all crack sooner.
Yeah.
It's a miracle that we all didn't go to jail.
It's a miracle we didn't have way more fights.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was our only fight we ever had, and it was stupid.
I think, though, the reason we didn't is because we couldn't. Because we need... Could you imagine if you had not had each other?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We'd have definitely lost it.
Yeah, because I remember even that week feeling like, oh, God. You know, like, it was just miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, now we're on the competition stage. Abby, Jill, Melissa are in the audience. Jill wonders if Holly and Kelly are coming to see Kendall perform. Because that's what's important right now, right?
God forbid I would try to make Holly not be upset.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't like we were trying to not, like, avoid Kendall's dance. Holly was having a breakdown, and I was trying to calm her down to get her into the audience.
Yes, but, you know, Jill's worried where you are. What happens if you don't watch that dance? Nothing, nothing. Nothing at all happens. In fact, Kendall's dance is kind of none of my business. I've got nothing exactly. to do with it.
Exactly.
So Kendall performs her solo, Masked. And this is where I have to say, the fucking props are so stupid. Like, there was no reason for that kid to have to try to hold that mask on her face the entire time she danced.
Yeah. And, you know, that costume was just bad.
Yeah, I didn't like this number at all.
Yeah, I didn't either. And the way that they did, like, Kendall's dance, and then immediately after they did Maddie's, and it was so...
blatantly different.
Obvious, like, the difference between the choreography.
Yes.
They were right next to each other, and I was like, wow, like, what a difference.
Going back to, like, how you always say, well, the kids can do the group numbers and stuff, Kendall is quite capable of doing a lot more choreography because she's done duets with Maddie, and they're certainly not watering down the duet with Maddie to dance with Kendall. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she's capable, but it's just they don't give a shit. It's like, yeah. Okay, we're going to focus all of our attention on this.
Mm-hmm.
So Abby in her interview says Kendall was all right. She needs to work on her face and her emotions. I personally think Abby needs to work on the choreography, but that's just me. And then she says, luckily, I still have Maddie to go up against Kathy's boy. And so, yeah, Gino does his solo, which is All the Way. I didn't care for this solo either. That's just me being picky. I thought, and I think Abby says she would have done a musical theater for him somewhere in there. But I kind of agree. I didn't think it was, like, suited to his strengths.
Yeah, I agree.
And so in her interview, Abby says, going up against boys is hard. They don't necessarily need to be better to win. Judges are often less harsh on boys in order to encourage them and keep them dancing. But she thinks Maddie can beat Gino. But she's also setting it up that if they were to lose to him, it was because he's a boy.
It was a boy. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to point out the amount of rhinestones Abby is wearing.
Her ring?
Yeah, the ring.
That one that's a square?
Yes. And the bracelet.
That ring was humongous.
And then she had that rhinestone phone case with the giant bow. It was like, I don't know. You know how they always used to tell us not to wear white or, like,
yeah,
little patterns? I'm like, who didn't tell her to wear that crazy shit on TV?
Yeah. That ring was, like, bigger. Like, I don't even know how she had her hand up.
I don't either. And she was on her phone in the audience, which I would just like to point out, we have been told.
Oh, we weren't even allowed.
She would have a fit if we were on our phones upstairs watching. So What's up, theater etiquette? Which Tammy Krawczyk's going to point out.
I know. That's one of my favorite scenes, though, is that when she goes in reverse in that wheelchair and she don't even look behind her, man. She's just, boom.
And that music changes to sound like a shark attack.
Uh-huh. That's hysterical.
Where are you going? And she says, I don't know. I think I'm going to go to Baskin Robbins.
Of course she is.
Okay, for all of the shit we had to sit through, Kelly, I am so mad that we did not get to see that scene in the wild.
I know.
I mean, I'm so mad about it because, oh, it's 101 degrees in my house right now.
Why?
I don't know.
Gross.
Yeah. I'm just texting my electrician. Holy crap. That's, whew. All right. So then we cut back to you. Holly and Nia in the restroom, you go in and you're like trying to be a good helper to Holly. You're like, let's go back out there. Let's not, you know, let's show Abby that she does not affect us. Hmm. Right. Sure. And then Holly's like, Kelly's right. I need to pull it together and not let Abby see me down. And I was like, we all need a pep talk.
I know, but it's true though, because then she's like, she won.
Yep. So in the dressing room, you guys are getting the girls ready for the duet. And you're like, girls, it might not happen. We're just getting you ready in case Abby allows you to dance.
Yeah, because if we didn't get them ready.
Oh, yeah, they would have been dancing.
Then they would have had them do it and mm-hmm. they wouldn't have been ready.
Yep. Yep. So then we see back in the dressing room, Abby's correcting Maddie. And she says Maddie's about to perform her first solo after weeks of being off. Maddie's no dummy. She knows exactly what she needs to do. And I'm like, we always have to say, like, she's smart. She's not dumb. Everybody else is stupid. I hate it. I can't believe it's 101 in my house.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts, tees, and my personal favorite, easy breezy, beautiful, and cute summer dresses. I also wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like their premium European dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. So I just bought this washable silk dress from Quince that had this print that I saw actually on a high-end couture dress that I was dying for. And luckily, or just surprisingly, I was searching through the Quince website and I saw the dress and I was like, oh, I cannot believe it's almost the exact same print. Plus, it was washable silk and the price point was unbelievable. So now every time I wear this dress, I feel like I'm wearing a couture gown that was very affordable. In fact, it was not even $100. So you can have the same if you go to Quince. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/bar for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/bar to get free shipping
and 365-day returns. Quince.com/bar.
Now we go to the stage, and Maddie Sola is announced, and she takes the stage. And Paige is like, come on, Mad Dog.
I know. Paige is everybody's biggest cheerleader.
I know. She's a good girl. And then Maddie does her solo. It's called Quicksand. And Melissa is just in the audience.
Oh, I know. Sobbing. She wasn't crying, but she was just like, I know.
And she's like, thank you. And she's holding Abby's hand and thanking her. And her face is all screwed up. Like, thank you for this.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, every time our kids get a solo, we're like, God, no, please. They're going to get tortured. They're going to get tortured. And that's why, because they're going to get tortured.
Yep.
So back in the Candy Apples dressing room, Kathy and Rick are giving the team like a pep talk. They're telling them to play to win. And I thought this was nice. They said, you can be friends with the ALDC girls once the competition is over. Because that's what it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But why aren't they allowed to be friends with us during the competition?
Oh, I don't know.
It has to be afterwards.
And then Kathy says, last week we lost to Abby by a tenth of a point. We can't lose to her this week by the tenth of a point. We need to make such an impact that there is a huge margin. Huge margin.
Huge.
And that there is no question as to who should be top overall. Candy Apples go out and perform their group routine. It's called Top of the World. Abby in her interview says, I think the routine was the same exact steps they did the week before. Hi, wait, pot? Kettle calling.
Exactly. Like, have you ever watched our dances? Yes.
And she goes, my kids learned something new. We have to win. It's a matter of life or death. It's survival. These boys cannot get one over on us. I'm cracking up that she's like, my kids did something new. Because they did like that turning jump where, I don't know what it's called, where their legs are like crossed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And they like go straight to the floor. Exactly. That's the only new move they did in this whole dance.
Yeah.
And she's like, my kids did something new.
I have to say though, this dance was a little different because it was more of an acro dance.
That's true.
And I was going to say this whenever they performed it because I thought it was a good week for Chloe not to be there.
Yes.
Because it had a lot of like acro stuff in it.
I wonder if they did that on purpose.
I'm thinking they did do it on purpose, but yeah.
Yep. Then in the dressing room, Abby and Gianna are trying to figure out how to distribute the costumes. And I am cracking up. Well, wait, I do have to say something. Going back to watching Melissa in the audience when she's watching the kids dance, go back and rewatch her face. It's hysterical because she's so like, reacting in a negative way to watching them dance, like the boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, damn, like, Melissa, you didn't cover that up. Because normally you try to be conscientious of that.
Because you know they're yeah.
Of course, they're going to show that. So I was like, exactly. Oh, she must have let that one slip. And I was like, oh, I kind of felt bad. Okay, so now they're trying to pass out the costumes, you know, 3 seconds before they go on stage, as one does.
Yeah.
And you guys are trying to convince Abby to change her mind about the duet, but she doesn't budge. Look, at this point, you probably were like, fuck the duet, but I still have to ask.
Exactly.
Then Abby says, I know that Holly is pissed right now, but I don't care. I only have one thing on my mind, beating Kathy. I need to stay focused and move forward with this group routine. And then she's like, Nia, Paige, if you want to be in the group routine, you need to get changed. And Kelly's like, shows you how we rate Holly. And then Holly goes, which I actually think is funny. She's like, you have all cursed that woman out. I called her one thing. I called her evil when she called me ugly. There was nothing I did wrong. And then she goes, it's an abuse of power. And she abused her power right there. Shame on her. And I'm like, again, Holly, you know what you're dealing with.
But we do it all the time. But that's why our kids are in trouble all the time.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And that's also one of the reasons why we have a hit show.
Yes.
So now the girls are backstage and they do their kiss, kiss, knee, knee, knock, knock. And then they go out and they do Avalanche. I thought there was parts of Avalanche that did look a lot like the last text. I wrote that down. I don't remember. You said acro. Oh, yeah? I remember acro. Yeah, I do think there were parts of it that looked a lot like the last text. Oh, God. And this kind of makes me sick. But after they performed, the girls all huddle up backstage and they start talking about what mistakes they made. And I just thought that's so telling. Like, these kids can't even be like, yeah, we did great. They have to be like, holy shit, we did wrong.
Well, because they're like, okay, well, this is what I'm going to get yelled at in the dressing room for.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. And then Abby's like, I hope the judges didn't notice the big mistakes that the girls made in the routine because she really wants this win, you know, because she wants to win. I don't know if you heard, Abby wants to win, Kelly. Have you heard?
She wants to beat Kathy.
She wants to win. So now we're in the Junior Solo Awards, and Gino places eighth with All the Way, and Abby makes a face, and she goes, she's so over-exaggerating.
She is excited.
Oh, and she actually says, I thought the choreography really didn't suit him. Gino would have been much better off doing a musical theater piece. I knew she said that somewhere, and I did agree with that.
Yeah.
And then we see Maddie first place with Quicksand, and Maddie says she was excited to beat Gino, and she hopes Abby doesn't take her away her solos ever again.
I did not like Maddie's hair in that interview.
I don't remember. What was it?
I don't know. It looks kind of...
Was it a bump? A
little bit, yeah. It was like, I don't know. Teased back in the back or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about it.
I never really loved our kids' hair in interview because we never really got to see them and like sign off on it. A lot of times their hair looked wild and you'd see it on camera and you're like, holy shit, who did that to you?
And sometimes their makeup looked wild too. Like sometimes they would be in there with like lipstick on, like crazy lipstick.
Yeah, and they'd have one eyelash like falling down on their cheekbone and it would be fluttering like this.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck? Somebody glue that on a little bit. Again, though, it kind of lends itself to the show that we were all just so fucking chaotic.
Yep.
You know?
By this point, I was like, I don't even care what they look like.
I don't either. Just please, can we have a day off? Any day off.
Yeah.
Please, somebody else fight, and can we have a day off?
I just didn't have the strength to like even want to fix them at this point.
No. So now it's time for the group awards. Third place goes to Avalanche because Chloe wasn't there. And then first place goes to Candy Apples. And you guys are absolutely disgusted, but they jump up, they're cheering. And Kathy's like, it's always a happy feeling to win. And it was like the cherry on top of a sundae to beat Abby. So it's, you know, it's coming. Like this has been brewing since the minute you guys got out of the bus. Yeah.
Yes.
And so Kathy and her team start following you guys down the hallway.
It's like they're chasing us. Like,
yeah. But to be fair, I am certain that Kathy got the direction, go talk to Abby.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And Abby's running away from her. So Kathy's trying to like get her point in. So she's walking next to Abby, but she is rubbing her face in the wind. And Abby's like, you know, leave me alone. And Kathy's like, you're intimidated by my all boys team. You're rattled. And then Abby's like, no, I'm rattled by your obnoxious dads. And Kathy said, well, I'm rattled by your obnoxious moms.
Well, doesn't she say, don't you have moms that are like irrational or whatever? And Abby's like,
yes. I think that does come up. But then Kathy's like, how about your it girl, Kendall? She couldn't even place. And then Abby said, I'm trying to erase the bad habit she picked up.
I'm surprised Abby didn't say right there, Kendall's not my it girl, it's Maddie.
Yeah. Seriously.
Just because the way she said your it girl, like.
Yeah. No, because Kendall was not Abby's it girl. Maddie was.
Exactly. That's why I'm surprised she didn't correct her.
You're actually really right. And then Abby's like, let's put Vivi up against Mackenzie. And Vivi's just standing there tossing a toy in the air. Like, she's like, you talking,
is she
about,
talking
me?
About me?
Yes, exactly. She's like, I don't want to dance. What you talking about, Willis? You know, no, thank you. And then Kathy's like, do not bring up Vivi. And then Jill's like, well, you talked about Kendall.
Which is true.
Yes. Yes. And she said, you're rude and disrespectful. That's why your children left. And then, oh boy, here we really are going. And then Kathy said, now you know how it feels. And then Abby turns around to Rick. And she goes, let's go, big boy. You were all mouth before. And I'm like, Abby's like running down the hall. That's why she's comfortable turning around and saying that to him. Like she wasn't saying that in his face, I don't think.
Yeah. But she got mad at him for saying shit to her, but then she's saying shit back. Like, I don't know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I was sticking up for her earlier saying like he really got into her face, but like you told him not to do it and now you're doing the same thing back. Like,
absolutely. And so now they're arguing, you know, more, and they're talking about digesting crow. And I'm like, first of all, I don't think that's how the saying goes. It's like you eat crow, not like, oh, hey, you're over there digesting your crow. Is it making you gaseous? I'm like, oh, you know, like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
So you guys go in the dressing room. Kathy comes in right after you.
Oh, I have to point out, though, as we're walking down the hall and all this is going on, do you see me staying way back?
No, that's
amazing. I'm like, 5 feet behind everybody. Like, you guys go ahead. I'm just going to stay back here.
I'm going to stay back here.
Enjoy my walk without you guys.
Yeah, you're holding your coffee cup. You're like, la, la, la. One thing I did want to point out, though, is that Abby turns around when she's arguing with Jalen's dad at one point and screams at him, my child just went out there and won.
I know. I wrote that down, too. My child.
I'm pretty sure Maddie did not come out of your vagina. Ask Melissa. Yes. I'm pretty sure she did not. So.
Yuck.
Unless she backstroked out of that bitch, that is not your child.
I don't want to think of that word and that lady together. Yuck. Mental image I do not want to see.
No, not my dancer.
I totally wrote that down. I was like, none of these children are yours.
Right. I was like flabbergasted by that. I'm like, oh God. So now we're in the dressing room and Kathy immediately heads over to where Abby is seating. And Jill's like, Kathy, no one wants you here. Abby says to the moms, do you think if I throw this water in her, the witch will melt? And Kathy is shouting, shut your mouth to Jill. And Jill's shouting, shut your mouth. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Abby throws water on Kathy. And Kathy's like, woo, that was good. Let me see your water bottle. And then Abby's like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. No, really. I thought the witch would melt. But no, no, really. I apologize. No, I didn't know the lid was off.
She thought the lid was on.
Okay.
That's what she says. I thought the lid was on.
So why would you say, I want to see if the witch can melt.
Exactly.
With the lid on.
She absolutely knew she was throwing that water on her.
Yes. And then she got really terrified when she did it. She's like, oh, I didn't know I did it. I didn't know I did it. And then Kathy goes, you know what?
Because Kathy came back after her.
She goes, I didn't mean to do that either. And she winds up and full body whacks Abby with that bag. And Abby is sitting there totally and utterly in shock. What did you think in that moment?
It was crazy.
Yes.
Sitting there. But I didn't think it was as crazy until Jill came in. And
oh, well, we're going to get into that in a second.
Yeah.
But in that moment, were you like...
I don't know. I was just sitting there thinking to myself, like, in one hand, I'm thinking, this is, like, freaking ridiculous.
Yes.
That we are sitting here doing this. And then I'm thinking, on the other hand, I'm just so glad I'm not involved.
Yes. Yes, Kelly, yes.
But as I'm... I was happy it was happening without me, but I'm thinking to myself, like, this is, like, ludicrous. Like, grown adults... are throwing water on each other and hitting each other with purses.
Uh-huh. I cannot tell you how many times I was so selfishly, selfishly happy that I was not involved in things.
I know. But you can tell I'm just sitting there, like, watching it all go on. And I'm going back and forth from one to the other, just thinking. And I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, glad I'm not in this.
Yeah.
Yep. Glad I'm not in it.
I'm not going to say a word. I'm going to let them go. I know.
I didn't either.
Amen. You're so smart, because I feel like if you would have caught any producer's eye, they would have been like, say something. And then you would have been in the middle of it.
Exactly.
So you were like, I'm going to keep my eyes down. I'm going to mind my business.
I'm thinking if you were there, you would have been in the middle
of that. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Because she would have came after me and not Jill.
Yeah.
Of course. So she wags her with the handbag. And then Kathy says, if Christy can come after me. And then Jill runs behind her and starts throwing water on her, screaming, get out. And she turns around to Jill and goes,
Jill, oh. Like, lost it.
She goes,
Jill was losing her mind.
Oh, you are such a fucking bitch. And then Jill goes, are you going to hit me with your purse? And then Kathy winds up and tries to hit Jill with her purse.
That purse is a lethal weapon.
It is. And Abby's in the background screaming, I get $150. Now, it sounds like she's saying, I got $150 on, like she was betting. But remember that there was some agreement that if any of us said fuck, she got $150.
Yes.
So she was screaming, I got a, in the middle of it
all. I get $150.
I get $150. Mind you, she was making way more money than anybody. And she was worried about that $150 fine.
Uh-huh.
So she's screaming, I got $150. So then Kathy walks over to your vanity, picks up your water and throws it on Jill.
And again, I'm staying out of it. Have my water, Kathy. Have my water. But I'm not touching it.
Check if the lid's on and make sure it's not vodka. Don't waste my vodka. Exactly. And then Abby's like, that woman just hit me. And Jill's going to Kathy, go ahead. That water doesn't hurt me. And then she goes, grow up and get a life. And I'm like, Jill, you can't tell somebody to grow up and get a life that you just chased and dumped water on going like this.
Yeah.
Like a salt shaker.
Yeah, I think they were both acting like they needed to grow up. All three of them.
Yeah, and then Kathy throws an empty water bottle at Jill. Abby's rocking back in the corner, like holding her arm. And then I don't know. Oh, Al. Al is trying to restrain Jill because she's walking after Kathy. But Abby's in the background when she's holding her arm and crying. Did you notice that her lips are like, she's starting to cry?
Yeah, definitely. Uh-huh. But, you know, she acted like that purse was like filled with bricks or something.
Oh, she was setting up a lawsuit, Kim.
I mean, it was a purse.
She was so setting up, like, because she would have cried immediately, but she cried like 10 minutes later. Uh-huh. But then Jill says, one of the favorite things in this episode. She goes, don't ever say anything about my child ever again. She goes, you don't deserve to look at her with those disgusting eyes of yours.
I'm telling you, I wrote down all my things on my favorite quotes. They were all Jill's at the end here.
You don't deserve to look at her with those disgusting eyes of yours. I was peeing myself when I heard her say that. Uh-huh. And then Jill or Kathy's like, shut your mouth. You're so two-bit, Jill. It's not even funny. And Jill's like, get lost, bitch. And then she says, Kathy is low-class dirt. Abby is on the phone immediately. You know she's calling her attorney.
She says she was calling her mom.
Well, that's coming up. But I think first she called her attorney. So back in the Candy Apple's dressing room.
I actually think she called Michael.
Oh, I'm sure she did.
Yeah, that's who I think she was calling. Mm-hmm. First.
So Kathy's back in the dressing room. She's calling the ALDC sore loser. She's like, I win big and not by a tenth of a point one time. And I end up with water being screamed and yelled at and then drenched. And she's like, you know something? It's going down next time. And next time I'm using Aquanet. Like, you got to give it to Kathy. She's always willing to like step up and try to make the best of it.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, I'm using Aquanet.
I love that she uses Aquanet.
Yeah, I can.
You remember that shit? It was like glue.
Oh, my God. Did you used to, back in the day, take the curling iron and spray
the Aquanet? And spray it with the Aquanet? And yeah, and then you would take it off and it would be hard as a rock. Yeah.
You couldn't even comb it. You had to get a pick and, like, uh-huh. pick through it.
Yeah.
It was only good if it was a giant ball.
And then the next day, you would brush through your hair and you'd have those little white flakes.
Yeah.
Gross.
Did you use your Aquanet and do your flaming hair before the roller skating rink like me?
Flaming hair?
Well, you know how it would smoke when you'd spray the Aquanet on it, on the curling. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But were you going to the roller skating rink?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I was. Absolutely. We were cool. Dropped a bomb on me, cool, baby. Man. Backward skate. So Kathy's low class dirt, blah, blah, blah. All the things. So now, you know, they're all cheering in the Candy Apple dressing room. And now back in the dressing room with you guys, Abby's in her interview. And she says, sometimes people cross the line. Kathy crossed the line. It's been a rough day and I had enough. And I'm like, you threw the water in her fur.
Yeah, she started it.
Yeah, you started it.
She always does.
Yes.
She always starts it. And then she
can't finish it.
Yeah. If somebody goes back at her, she can't take it.
Uh-uh. So she's sitting there and she's trying not to cry. She's taking all of her deep breaths. She calls her mom. She's talking on the phone.
Oh, I loved her yoga breath. Like in.
She just, in this episode, was calling Kendall a crybaby. And she's on the phone crying to her mom.
Her mom.
So let's drink.
And she's 50-some. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Kendall's, what, 10?
Yeah. And so then Melissa comes over and she's like, Abby, I'm so worried about your blood pressure.
You need to calm down.
You're going to have a heart attack, Abby. And I'm like,
meanwhile, I'm sitting in my chair being quiet and I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm hoping she has a heart attack.
Kelly.
Is that horrible for me to think? But I'm pretty sure I probably was thinking, leave her alone, Melissa.
Kelly.
Let's see what happens. I'm a horrible human being, but I'm pretty sure I'm thinking that. I'm thinking this show would be much better without her.
All I know is whatever pit you're in hell, there's a pit right next door with my name on it.
At least. Because you would have been thinking the same exact thing.
Melissa. Shh.
Let's just see what happens.
Terrible. Oh my God. No, I'm sending her love and light.
But you notice Melissa's the only one that was caring because she's the only one that would benefit or lose out of that situation.
Absolutely. She's like, holy shit, we can't lose her. Maddie won't get a solo. Oh my God. So then on the phone, Abby says to her mom, I got in a fight with a man earlier who was belligerent. This woman brought three men into the dressing room, which I don't appreciate. She does not appreciate the men in the dressing room. And then she whacked me with a purse. Then I came into my dressing room and got in a fight with my own student and her mother, Holly.
And again, I'm sitting there loving that my name is not being mentioned.
And then Holly goes, what goes around comes around and karma's there when you need it.
Isn't that the truth, though?
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
And Abby finishes, it's been a long day. I was in the wrong. I know that. I've had it. I'm finished. No, she's not. She'll be back next week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a fucking doozy of an episode.
Yes.
In every way, shape, or form.
Should be so glad you were not there for it.
I'm so glad. I remember Holly texting me because after she was like, she didn't say holy shit, but she was basically like, you will never believe what happened. And I was like, oh. And she's like, Kathy hit Abby with a purse. And when you hear it, it doesn't sound that dramatic.
No.
And honestly, it wasn't even like that dramatic when you see it. But with the water and the screaming and the disgusting eyeballs, you know, it's a little dramatic.
Yeah, it was funny.
It's a little dramatic. Oh, my God. That's a classic. We should have had Kathy definitely chime in on this. Like, we should have had her.
Well, she did say stuff about it, didn't she?
Yeah, but she would have been fun to, like, I don't know, to recap with. Because that was just madness.
Yeah.
That was definitely madness. So, anyway, I think Jill took the cake, though, in that scene.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Running after her with the salt sprinkle bottle. Dumping it all over her.
I'm telling you, I love Jill in this episode.
Yeah, Jill's a good time. She is a good time. I mean, look, if we weren't coming for it, Jill was coming for it. Although Holly did stand and stick up for some shit here.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We got to give it to Hall.
Holly's just not as dramatic.
Which, that's what I love. I love the over-the-top drama.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's not us.
Yeah. No wonder why people like this show. I just said I love over-the-top drama. I can't believe that those words came out of my mouth. Holy shit. Mm. All right. So how many drinks did you need to make it through?
Oh, it was a piece of cake for me this week.
Me too.
I don't think I said many words this week. So much nicer when you don't talk.
That Melissa was onto something.
Yes, she was, for sure. And my kids didn't even get in trouble because I didn't open my mouth.
Yeah. Your kids will still be at the bottom of the pyramid next week. Don't worry.
Of course they will.
All right. What was bottom of the pyramid for outfits?
I wrote down, I think we were at the studio, but Jill had on some kind of brown or black jacket that had like spots of fur on it.
Oh, yes. Yes.
See, I didn't like that.
I thought you were going to say whatever pajamas I was wearing at home that you didn't see on camera.
Yeah. Because you're bitching at home.
Yeah.
I was saying you were in your bathtub having a bubble bath with wine and candles.
Candles. Yeah. Doubtful.
And you probably were a bitch. You love a bath.
I do love a bath. But Claire was like 2 at the time. So I assure you, if I was in a tub, she was trying to climb in with me. You know, when they're little and they're like, I'm okay. Yeah. And you're like, no, thank you. No, thank you. I would say no. Okay. Favorite quote.
I left my paper over there, but they were basically all the ones Jill was saying at the end.
I mean, how do you not give it to Jill? Although I will say Monstrosity of Evil, is a classic,
Holly. Yeah,
of course. But Jill, for me, it's you don't deserve to look at her with those disgusting eyes. It's fucking ridiculous. Get lost, bitch. Shut your mouth. You're low-class dirt. Grow up. Get a life. Jill is like a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Grow up. Get a life. You're low-class
dirt. She was
dirt.
Pissed.
Get lost. Oh, yeah.
I wonder exactly what she said about Kendall that had her so pissed.
I think just because, you mean outside of the It Girl? You think it was more than that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Because she definitely said something about Kendall because in the room.
Because for saying it girl, like Jill would have liked to Kendall being called it girl. Like I'm thinking Jill liked that comment.
She is the it girl. You're right. Ooh, Kathy. Yeah. Call me the it girl. I'm the it mom of the it girl.
I'm thinking there was more to it than what they showed.
Unless Jill just really wanted to be on Abby's good side.
Yeah, true.
I mean, what better way than to fight with the Wicked Witch?
Yeah.
I just think it's funny that Abby's like, I didn't know the cap was on or off, whatever.
I know. Is that ridiculous? Because you would go like this with a water bottle that didn't have a lid off. Like,
yeah.
And before, right before you do it, you say.
Witch melting. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really. Yeah. I think Jill kind of took it as an opportunity as. Like, this is my chance to stick up for Abby because Holly was mad at her, so she wasn't going to. And I was...
You were trying to hide in the corner.
Yeah, because I, you know, season 3 is my time to keep my mouth shut.
Yes.
And we knew Melissa wasn't going to stand up to anybody.
Yes.
So I think Jill took it as her opportunity to get an in from Abby. And Abby does, she was like, you know, thank you so much, Jill, for sticking up for me and all.
Oh, did she?
Oh, yeah. Jill had my back. Oh, good for you.
Uh-huh. And you're like, I didn't.
Hell no.
All right. Favorite dance?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say the group dance, our group dance.
I would agree. I did like the boys' dance.
But you know me. I like acro. Like, that was a dance that my kids...
Of course. Would look great in.
Yeah. I mean, they both like that kind of dance, so...
I actually like the boys dance a lot, though, from Candy Apple.
Yeah.
I thought it was very entertaining.
Yeah.
So I thought that was good.
I'm not going to say anything. Never mind.
Plead the fifth? Got it. All right. Well, I guess it's time to go over to the after party on Patreon. So that's patreon.com/backtothebar. We're going to go over. We're going to continue this good time. And we're going to talk about the anniversary party.
Ooh,
what are we going to do? I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Back to the Bar.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
And check out our YouTube channel, Back to the Bar, if you want to watch the episodes. The channel is linked in our show notes.
And if you want to join our weekly after party,
where we dish even more dirt,
like naked pizza, hell. Subscribe to our Patreon channel at patreon.com/backtothebar. See you next time.
See you next time.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.